TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
See the video of Stefanski and Shador Sanders, rookie making his first start at quarterback. Pretty easy one to go give it up for Shador. So I'm on board with like, yeah, a little weird. But here's the reality. Guys drafted in the 5th, 6th, 7th round, head coach might not even like that player. That might be the GM's pick. And clearly Stefanski drafted Dylan Gabriel. Now, I can't blame him for Shador Sanders. The rest of the league wasn't touching him either. But clearly he doesn't like him. So I just think this notion of like, he's not nice. It's in football. He doesn't like him. You're starting now as a 5th round pick. It's all, you know, in front of you. So all these excuses, all these people complaining, it's like, he goes, makes plays. Everyone will shut up and Stefanski will be fired at the end of the year.
John Middlecoff on Shador playing well and the impact that it could have on Kevin Stefanski. We had a couple of calls on the Stefanski and Shador relationship. I think we're at kind of a critical point there where it'd be really great if Kevin and Shador could both understand the value the other guy has to them. Right? Mm-hmm. I've given you why I think Shador should see value in Stefanski. Stefanski knows pocket quarterback play. So while Shador does not fit what he wants right now, if there's a guy who can help guide Shador there, hypothetically, Stefanski should have the knowledge to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Kevin's got to ease up on some of the pocket stuff and give Shador opportunities to make plays off script a little bit more. That I also think is fair.
Well, and how do you get any relationship to be better, right? Both sides have to feel like, okay, yes, the person's actually, they're rooting for me now and they're actually benefiting me. Really, the benefiting me part of it is the key here, though, right? Once Shador has a couple moments, and maybe he's already had them in the past week and a half or so, but a couple moments where he's like, oh, wow, Stefanski, he really does want me to succeed. And not only that, like, he's doing this and this helped me. And there, why do you think Deshaun Watson and Shador's relationship seems like it's so good right now, to the point where Deshaun traveled to Las Vegas, the first road trip he was there this season, to go ahead and help him out on the sidelines? Clearly, he's shown him enough, like, oh, I trust you. You've helped me in this quarterback situation. I want you to be there. So, like, I just think it's going to take both sides to tango here. And I think maybe they're onto that. I don't know, but it didn't sound like it today.
At some point, we are going to need the quintessential quarterback head coach thing. We're going to need that. We're going to need McVay and Stafford. We're going to need Mahomes and Reed. If you're going to get where either of these guys want to get, at some point, until proven otherwise, you're the only hope the other guy has. Mm-hmm. But with Kevin, I think Shador gives him the chance to solidify the narrative that I think he wants so badly around the NFL, which is, I'm the guy, right, that I'm the quarterback whisperer.
Right. This will give this to him. And he can talk about all the quarterbacks that didn't have this success previously, and we'll just kind of push those to the back burner. If he turns it, and they can even describe it this way, a 5th round draft pick into, and I think this is what bothers Shador, by the way, the idea that Stefanski is going to retroactively just get a bunch of credit for all this. I think there's something about Shador that this is just going to, this will eat at his skin. Maybe it won't, and I'm just wrong there, because it'd eat at my skin. If I was Shador, it would bother me personally if all of a sudden Stefanski got a bunch of accolades and a bunch of, wow, look at what he did. But forget the accolades, forget the recognition. At some point, you guys just both need to save each other's jobs here.
Yeah, and I think with Shador, if you have success, someone's going to get credit for it. That's just the way the NFL works, right?
Yeah, you just have not care about it.
Pat Mahomes, singularly great. It'll be a huge thing that people talk about. The development of Pat Mahomes from, I think it was a 10th pick in the NFL draft, a guy who wasn't the first quarterback off the board, to the greatest quarterback of his generation. And it'll be disproportionate. I mean, how long did it take for us to figure out, you take Tom Brady away from Bill Belichick, and that is just an average-ass, goofy-ass dude. It took us 5-6 years, right? Maybe Shador doesn't ever get that chance. Maybe he's just a great quarterback, and who cares? If you are great, someone's going to get the credit, so whoever gets the credit, it doesn't matter. But I do think, as it pertains to where they are, I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin was trying to do the I'm going to make you earn my love thing with Shador. I think Shador's used to just having a connection with everyone.
Yeah.
And that being an easy thing for him.
I could see that, yeah.
And I can understand Kevin saying, well, you're not my guy. And in the way I think I've seen Tito Francona do this, in the way that I think I've seen a lot of head coaches in this town do it, I think Kevin's done it more than we realize. It just wouldn't surprise me if Kevin's tact this whole time, fair or unfair, is, well, you're not my guy, and you got to earn being my guy, and that is something that Kevin sees psychologically as part of Shador's development.
It's something interesting to monitor, because I think for right now, I think you're right, but I do think in the next couple weeks, if Shador does play really well against San Francisco even, it could just be the San Francisco game, guys like that you're describing with Stefanski, you go out there and ball, and you go out there and make them look good, and they're going to be right there.
Yeah.
I think we'll watch this in real time. If it goes well, we'll watch in real time as all of a sudden Stefanski goes from this guy that seems a little bit distant from Shador and a little apprehensive around Shador to wanting to give him credit, etc., to then being the first one to do that.
Well, but and this is where I do think it matters to the supporters. You guys got to give him the little latitude to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it's going to burn your ass when Kevin gets credit for it. Oh, well. Like, as long as it's working out between these two parties and we don't have to do coaching search radio and it's a real conversation, do they rock forward with Shador or do you still take a quarterback? Like, that's success from where you are or where you certainly were at 2-8 when Shador took over.
Yeah, and I got to remind myself of that as well, because I do. I think to myself, Stefanski is almost along for the ride if this does go well. And who cares? As long as they get the results, I don't care if Stefanski all of a sudden wants to treat Shador in a nice way and seems like they're buddy-buddy. But ultimately, I think what he's laying out right now is that relationship is... It's employee-employer, and that's an okay thing for right now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Chuck in Chardon. Welcome to the show, Chuck in Chardon. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think for Sanders to succeed, Stefanski obviously has to try to put him in a position where he can succeed, like he did last week. easy throws, rollouts, even doing the, what do you call it, the single wing when they're, you know, within the five-yard line. The real problem the Browns have, though, is they don't have two tackles who can really block and allow Sanders or Gabriel to get to third and two. We put these young guys in this position at third and eight and third and ten, and it's a struggle. It's a serious struggle. I mean, with a decent, with two decent tackles, with a decent quarterback, we could easily have 8 wins, 10 wins this season, and that's really what, you know, why I'm disappointed in these Browns. We have a spectacular defense that could carry us to competitiveness, but without two healthy tackles, we're screwed. We had a great rookie class out there, love it, but we got to go get a tackle, we got to draft a tackle, and of course we need a big receiver. But let's be realistic about these young quarterbacks. The reason they're playing is because we don't have a good quarterback, and expect them to carry the team or project some franchise ability, it's just unrealistic. We want them not to turn it over. We want them to make decent decisions. We want them to complete the easy passes. Anyway, I wanted to get that off my chest after a half a season of frustration here. We need tackles. We need people who can block for these guys. Thanks.
Chuck, we appreciate you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. I agreed on the tackles part. What I will say is any starting quarterback in the NFL, you're looking for glimpses. No matter the situation around them, can they elevate the people around them? That is what was painfully not there with Dylan Gabriel, no matter what was around him, and what was pretty obvious in small spurts with Shador. And here's something that I do think they have got to stop being so predictable on what they're going to do on first and second down. They are not helping Quinshon Judkins be the best player he can. And listen, I'm sorry, screens are. I know we just had the Dylan Sampson play. You've got to figure out some stuff on first and second down, because there's no quarterback on the planet, even great quarterbacks, that consistently survive at third and eight, third and nine, third
and
10.
It's not fair the amount of times, or not right the amount of times that I'm you know, sitting on my couch and I'm doing, you know, the Tony Romo parlor trick when he first started going into the broadcasting booth where he's calling out the plays before they happened. The amount of times that I'm able to do that, you listening on your couch are able to do that for first and second down, little too much. A little too much for this Browns offense.
Yeah, and again, it shouldn't be
like, oh, they're going to run here, and then they obviously run.
And they're going to run between the tackles,
and they're going to do this, and like, it's not like, and I'm not a magician at this, right? Like, it shouldn't be as obvious as they make it sometimes.
216-474-0092. Does Shador winning hurt Stefanski? I think John Middlecoff is all. I think six games is more than enough to build a good relationship between Shador and Stefanski, where both guys give a little and both guys get a lot out of this. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.